We all know.
We all know.
So
we're live, guys.
Not my baby.
Who's live?
Babies.
We're live.
We're going live on what?
We are the incredible critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but because our credibility, as always, should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, we are talking about the movies and TV we are looking forward to least in 2021, the year of our Lord. Joining me as always, Tim Lasers Gruber.
Pew pew, Ben.
Frankie number two, Fusco.
Hey, Ben.
And Andrew, the big tuna, Dr. Thunder Moore.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good. We are all back together for the first time in like
a while,
a month.
We're back.
A month and a half.
We're live.
One could say it's the first time this year. One could say that.
And there's been nothing good on TV since The Mandalorian went off. JK. Tons of stuff on Netflix that I watched. Not counting the show Ben wanted me to watch. I still haven't watched whatever that was.
Dark season three.
Oh, Dark. That's right. That's right. Dark season.
As in the opposite of whatever your camera's doing right now, because you are lots of washed
so out. Bright. I know. I don't know what my deal is.
Yeah. You need to go to a tanning salon.
That's better.
It's not.
Yeah. Let me just high five it. Yeah, looks good.
That'll fix
looks
it.
Looks good, buddy.
Everybody, let's do it.
Oh.
How do I look better?
High five.
Look great.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Frankie, how has your week been going? Or a couple weeks, because you weren't on last week.
So I took a vacation last week. Took off from work all week.
Stayed home and did nothing?
On vacation. Literally stayed home and did nothing. Like, didn't do any chores. Took naps. Slept. Sent the kid to daycare.
I was going to say, still sent her to daycare.
Still sent her to daycare. Still sent the dog to daycare. Wife was upstairs working in her office all day long. It was phenomenal. And on Monday, she was like, aren't you going to do the podcast? And I said, no. I'm on vacation. And she goes,
bravo.
From work. And I said, she's like, don't you like the podcast? I'm like, I love the podcast. I don't really like the people on it. I'm taking a vacation from them as well. And so, but it's been awesome. I enjoyed it. Today was the first day back though. And it was rough. So
yeah,
this is now the best part of my day.
Very nice. Tim, how's it going over there in Pittsburgh? Minus the, Steelers.
Ouch.
Terrible upset.
Oh, that was really bad, right?
Really bad. 28 like, point first quarter.
They could. Oh, so bad. I didn't watch any of it. I literally didn't watch even a minute of it. Other than that, pretty good. Chilling with the boy. We were hanging out. He wore two different Marvel onesies today.
Nice.
Because he's my son.
Because he pooped the first one.
No, he just slept in the first one, so we ended up changing him out of it after a long time. But why?
I'm sorry.
It's a pandemic. One. Who's gonna see him?
It's a pandemic. Yeah. But yeah. Other than that, I mean, yeah, just chilling. My kids, my girls, started a hybrid again, so they did real school today again.
Whoa!
It was very quiet in the house. And within about 20 minutes of them being home, I just walked away. It was too much when they got back from school. It was just too much. I just walked away.
Too funny. Tuna, what have you been up to?
Oh, keeping trying to get homepage extras continually off the ground, continually editing, working on some graphics for the site. And also a little bit of home improvement projects, repainting my bathroom.
Nice.
And, it has ugly faux tiling on the walls, and it has like floral design on it. It's been like that since I got it and just haven't gotten around to it. I'm finally just like, you know what? This makes me sick. I'm getting rid of this.
Does your mom know you're painting the bathroom?
Oh, she knows.
Okay. Just making sure.
She picked out the paint. No, I'm kidding.
Okay, good. Oh, this is actually one of your chores.
So I just put primer on it for now.
Come on the podcast.
Gonna put some a nice gray color paint on it once I have the time to do that part again. But yeah, it's good. Just
Frankie,
chores and
we
work.
We had a long discussion after the podcast finished last week about Tuna's homepage extras, and he said that he is gonna send us one to edit. And I said, I bet you Frankie does not even have any type of video editing software on his computer. What, am I right or am I wrong?
You are 100% right.
Boom.
Called it.
I can open it in my phone and use iMovie on my phone, so we're good.
Yeah,
oh, it's gonna be amazing.
It's great. It's pretty much like Final Cut now.
It's just like Final Cut,
basically.
Yeah. Tuna said that he is gonna send us an episode and then have a competition to see us both edit it. And I really hope that happens. I think that'd be fun.
I'm waiting for the right episode to send you all.
Can't wait. Can you release them on Homepage Extras?
No.
Re-edits, director's cut.
It'd be like Incredible Critics Takeover Day.
Like that tab on Disney where you're actually the extras tab on Disney Plus, but it'll be the extras.
Exactly.
Extras.
It'll be one of the extras extras. I like that name. That flows.
Homepage Extras. Sounds extras.
Good. Yeah. You know what? Maybe there's a market for it. Stranger things have happened. That wasn't actually a Stranger Things joke, but you know.
Well, okay.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Do you really want to? Do you?
If we get the viewership.
Oh my God. Stop him from talking. What are we doing today, Ben?
Well, should we talk about what's on or just go straight into the...
Yeah, let's talk about what's on.
All right. Let's talk. Well, that's right, because you had a million things.
So much.
You had a whole week off and you still didn't watch Dark 3. I'm so annoyed.
I did not know.
All right, so Frankie, what did you watch that wasn't Dark Season 3, but you claim that you need to have so much time to watch, and then you had the time and then still didn't watch it? Is it just to annoy me? Is that the sole reason at this point?
I told you, I just need a lot of free time. Oh, I had that. Like I probably should have watched it. I probably should have watched it last week, and I didn't. Because I got super excited about some of the things that came on. Cobra Kai Season 3. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So good. One thing I agree with Andrew on. So
I haven't finished it though, so
they all die at the end, Andrew. They all die. Big karate fight.
I had a feeling they were gonna do that.
And there's an explosion because of all the power. Some awesome callbacks from the movie and from the other seasons. It's just a great show. And
yes,
what do you think about when Hilary Swank showed up?
And honestly, they don't acknowledge that. It never happened. I think so. They have never mentioned it. So I'm pretty sure it does not exist in this universe.
Jaden Smith?
But they are, and Jaden Smith, different guy.
No?
Jackie Chan?
Anyway.
Jackie Chan had to show up.
He's Mr. Miyagi.
Johnny.
Are they saving that for the multiverse?
There'll be the Cobra Kai multiverse. Multiverse crossover. But anyway, Johnny, Billy, what's his last name? Zanka?
Billy Blanks?
Anyway, hilarious. So funny. He plays his character so well. Sabrina? Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
The Teenage Witch?
Nope, not the Teenage Witch. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, Season 3.
Oh, the freaky one.
The final season, yeah.
That nobody wanted to watch.
Everyone watched it.
Got three seasons.
I don't think anybody watched it.
It was great, Tim. And it was also a great last season. Kind of weird ending, but that's what you expect for the show. And it had cameos from in an episode from the Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Both the two aunts.
I like that.
Adventures of Sabrina. On it playing a different universe. Anyway, that was really good. What else did I watch? The Queen's Gambit. Really interesting. Didn't think.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people love that.
Never heard of that. Is that a checkers movie?
It is all about checkers.
Is it about checkers?
And backgammon. And
that explains it.
Cross the two games.
Haven't I not watched this?
Yeah, and then so it's the queen. You get queens, and then the gambit is the backgammon part. So it really cool. It's pretty much just a documentary on underground backgammon and checkers, but very interesting. And I didn't
hang on before you go on.
Yeah,
shout out to the Gruber parents watching right now.
I was wondering if I was going to mention
that. What? Somebody's parents love them.
Aww.
Not Andrew's.
They may have just dropped off. Our viewership just dropped. So they may be gone. They
thanks for nothing, parents.
Yeah,
There, and, thanks for nothing.
And I want it to be known, I did not watch this, but I feel like Ben's seen it on Netflix and said Frankie will probably watch this, but I won't watch it, which is Bridgerton. So I haven't watched it. Heard good things.
I actually don't have my Netflix subscription right now. So I didn't see it on there, but okay. All right. Good. The groupers are still here, guys. Crisis averted.
Crisis averted. They're still here.
Tim. Oh, thank you, parents.
Bridgerton is like Gossip Girl.
Does this mean you don't have to call this week, Tim? Does this satisfy
hopefully.
That?
No. No, I've been sending them polos of the baby. They're good.
Okay.
They're getting the video. They're getting their fix of Jude just like sitting around pooping.
Usually pooping. Yeah.
You know.
Sorry, Frankie. What, did you have something else?
No, you're good. That was it. Those are all I watched. I was a busy week.
Tuna, you had time to watch anything, or were you just editing all week?
Over the weekend, I rewatched a movie that I actually saw for the first time while at Valley Forge. And no, it wasn't an R-rated secret movie.
Oh, good. Yeah,
this one was allowed.
There's going to be a moral conundrum.
I remember at the time, one of my hallmates came down and brought this movie in, a movie I would not have pictured myself enjoying as much as I did, because he came in and said, "Hey guys, I got this great movie. You guys got to check this out. It's called Warrior." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Sounds like some kind of fantasy movie, like something, or a soldier movie, like war movie." And they're like,
"Nope.
Oh no, it's about MMA fighting." And I was like, "Oh, I'm not into sports movies." Like, yeah, just give it a chance. So he puts it in, and before I know it, the movie's over, and I got tears running down my face. That movie's so good.
One of my favorite Tom Hardy movies. Could watch it anytime it comes on TV. So good.
Yeah.
He's got traps for days. And it's just they're just ginormous Nick trap muscles, and they just like go up to his ears, and you're like, "Wow, how do you get those?" And then someone says steroids, and you go, "Oh, that makes sense."
And Nick Nolte gives one of his best performances, which I guess explains his Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor the year it came out. But he's fantastic, very emotional role there.
You know, that's one that I've always wanted to watch and just never got around to it.
Highly recommend. And besides that, I've been rewatching a bunch of Karate Kid with one of my friends who hasn't seen it yet, because I wanted to introduce him to the show, and I've watched a few episodes of season 3.
Nice. Tim, you've been watching anything besides the baby boy?
Let me just pull it. I'm trying to think of what it is. So I told you guys the other day that I got a thing for Christmas of HBO Max.
Nice.
So I was checking out
for the Friends reunion show.
Ben, you know me too well. Okay. No, that's actually, I don't think that's even on there, to be honest.
Not out yet. No.
Not yet. Wink. So anyways, I'm going to pivot to a better choice on HBO Max, which is maybe not. I watched Raised by Wolves, okay? I kind of enjoyed it, and it was also just kind of depressing. It's an HBO Max exclusive. It's sci-fi. It's a Ridley Scott TV series.
Okay.
That has androids with white blood, you know, like any good alien movie would. It has people settling on a new planet because Earth is messed up. I think they're from Earth. That's the thing. I'm pretty sure. But their version of Earth, this is what was most fascinating, I thought was cool. Their version of Earth is like if the Crusades lasted until present day, until the future, but it really came down to like a religion and atheists. And so those are the two factions of Earth, period.
Wow.
Everybody is either a believer of something, or they are a believer in no God. And so there's this weird, like, there's a group of people who have a very, and the reason I say the Crusades is because they're all very medieval in their, like, their clothes are like inspired more by medieval than by sci-fi, which is really weird because they're on spaceships and stuff and are like on an alien planet. But
are they going for like a cyberpunk type of
Well, aesthetic? No. So then there's also an aesthetic of like the androids and some of the stuff they're doing. And they're like more like a 50s sci-fi. Like they have these like dome helmets that only fit over their forehead and ears. And so there it's in the spaceships are that their ship is just like a tube. So it's very 50s. But like these other people are like, praise the sun. And they're wearing these like medieval clothes with AK-47s and like
P-90s. So there's a lot going on there. There's it's just a lot weird. Going on.
It's weird. Anyways.
But you liked it.
Yeah, a little bit of a vid angel. It's just kind of depressing. That's all. It gets too weird at the end. So it's very hard sci-fi, but it just gets too great, like confusing.
I remember having a scene from that show in my recommended feed on YouTube and watching it, and it was basically like a fight scene between one of the androids like protecting kids against some other people, and it was wild.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff, and there is some good, like really good fight choreography, and there's some really good I don't know, it's what you would expect from Ridley Scott. It's sci-fi. Okay. And so it's real, really, really super sci-fi. And then it just gets really crazy for some reason.
It's a movie or a TV show?
It's a TV show.
Okay. How many episodes? So,
8 or 10, 9.
I don't know, but I bet you'll watch all of it before Dark Season 3.
Actually didn't sound 8. That great to me. I was very confused listening him describe it. So probably
10. Not. There's 10. So
probably, he said. Yeah. And then other than that, let me think here. We've been watching Chuck. We started Chuck season one.
Oh, good.
It holds up because it feels like a period, you know, like it really captures the mid-2000s.
And that's like, why it didn't hold up for me. I went back and tried to rewatch it, and I loved it. I like stopped watching it because I didn't want to ruin my love for it.
I feel like it. Tim can relate to it in the sense that Tim worked at Best Buy.
Yeah.
So like for people absolutely. Who worked at Best Buy. Like,
I worked at Staples. It's like
not the same thing.
Not the same.
Close. But no. So the other thing I would say is the first season is still extra campy. But that's like the first season of any show in that time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's like an extra level of camp, and then they kind of find their sweet spot. And so I'm watching the whole first season and I'm like, he doesn't know Kung Fu yet. I thought he knew Kung Fu like the whole time. And then I remembered, oh no, that's season two when he actually gets to do stuff and not just be like,
I'm the nerdy guy.
I know secrets of national security. Anyways, I'm digging it though. I'm digging it.
Well, real quick, before we talk about what we came here to talk about, I have been rewatching Tenet. Frankie still hasn't seen it once, but I've had it on.
Are you watching it forwards this time or backwards?
Oh, is there like a secret message if you watch it backwards?
Yeah, there's a secret message. You don't know. Okay. I had it on in the background. Not the best way to watch it, for the record. But since I'd already seen it, I just had it on in the background while I was working. It really benefits both from being able to watch it once all the way through and then watching it and skipping around. For reasons that become evident as you watch the movie. It helps everything. It helps you fill in the blanks that you have while watching it. But it is, I will say because of that, it is probably one of Christopher Nolan's most rewatchable films because of
it's his most rewindable film by far.
Just because like of like being able to pick up on different things each time that you watch it, even more than Inception and stuff like that. And it just reminded me that like this really was his biggest swing, maybe since Memento. Like the movie or don't like it, like it was probably even a bigger swing than Inception. Like he is going for it, and I just appreciate it. There's nobody in Hollywood that's making movies like him, and it is well worth the money to just buy this film. The one thing I will say, I don't have a 4K Blu-ray player, so I bought the digital copy of it. Apparently the digital copy doesn't include when he goes to IMAX. Only the physical copies go from this the widescreen format to the IMAX format. And so I was a bit disappointed by that.
You know, that feels I like literally a very found that out decision. Yeah, right?
100%. 100%. You have to buy I literally a found that copy. Out minutes after buying it, and I went, "Oh, do I try to return this and then buy a 4K Blu-ray?" Nah, I just need to watch it. Like, but I contemplated. I took a minute and I contemplated it. So, well, we wanted to talk about things that are coming up, and everybody does. Like, okay, what's their most anticipated film of the year? What shows are they looking forward to? We wanted to go the opposite way and talk about what are some things that we're looking forward to least this year. Frankie, this was your idea. Would you like to start?
Yeah, I'll start. So I was going through the list of movies that are coming out, and there are some obvious ones, which I kind of want to steal, but then there's also some that I think people might think are going to be good that I am sure it's going to be bad. I'm going to start with an obvious one. Ooh, Tom and Jerry.
Only
because you let me go first. I know other people are going to have it on the list, but why? It's not a thing anymore, right? Like, Tim, do your kids? But,
no, they don't watch Tom and Jerry, but yeah, they'll love it.
No.
That's
no
true.
No one wants to see, like, I feel like the violence in cartoons isn't there anymore, is it?
Have
like,
you seen Secret like, Life of Pets, the first one? Because it was awful, and my kids loved it.
Oh, I love that one.
I don't like the first one. Actually, I like the first one. I'm not a fan of the first one because the
second one was good.
Some of the animals are just really mean for no reason, and they either don't get their comeuppance or they don't learn to not be mean. They just stay mean.
Well, Tim, some people in life are mean and they just stay mean.
Frankie.
It's true. But that being said, I mean, Tom and Jerry, they run around and like hit each other with giant hammers and get electrocuted, and I just don't understand.
Frankie, slapstick comedy still exists.
It's not as funny anymore. It's not the 90s. That's the 90s. That's not the number one.
Here's the thing. The trailer,
peak of Tom and Jerry?
It was the peak of slapstick. I'm thinking about like, you know, all the...
Dumb and Dumber?
All those movies. Yeah, like Dumb and Dumber and like... what's his name? I can't think of his name. Ben Stiller had those dumb movies. And
are you talking Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler. Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of.
I mean, the trailer for Tom and Jerry definitely makes it look way better than if you just said there's going to be a Tom and Jerry movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, you immediately go, oh, that's going to be dumb. But then you watch the trailer and like it doesn't look as bad as it could be. But I still agree with you.
That's my first one. Who's next?
Tim, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, sure. So I was looking most at the superhero movies.
Oof.
Okay, and there's one the on my one list.
How do you even pick one? Like there's so many. How do you even choose?
But remember, man, we're trying to pick the worst. We're
trying to pick worst.
I think what has potential to be probably the worst is Morbius. And so yes. Morbius was one of those that was supposed to come out this year. Morbius is technically a Spider-Man villain. Mm-hmm. So Sony is making this movie as part of, we want to build our own universe of super stuff. Morbius is like he's a vampire, basically. He's a scientist that becomes a vampire purpose.
As is one to do.
Yeah. There's just parts of me because of knowing how this works in the comics and how his character works, I feel like Sony is trying, this is one of those where they're trying too hard and they're just going to mess it up. And on top of that, like Morbius works really well with a character like Blade as teaming up or Spider-Man or, you know, Morbius in the comics only works really good when he's teamed up, like doing something with another character that
you like, you
enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, fortunately, Jared Leto has a really good track record.
That's the other problem. Sony needs to stop casting Jared Leto in everything. I don't understand. DC needs to stop hiring Zack Snyder. Sony needs to stop casting Jared Leto, and they might actually make a successful movie. I don't know why this is hard to understand.
They're like, no, guys, we're going to make this work. All right. Have you seen the guy from 30 Seconds to Mars? Come on.
So bad.
Yeah. So that would be, I think that is the biggest potential for a superhero flop this year.
Tuna, what you got for us?
Well, given how the industry is right now, there's high likelihood that a lot of these movies could be delayed yet again.
It's true.
We're pretending there's no delay.
But assuming things stay on schedule, it looks like the next Matrix movie is set to come out this year.
In December, I believe, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and I do not see that being good. Like, it seems like it's definitely a cash grab, an obvious...
That's one I'm worried about too, for sure.
For Moolah, I mean, even getting Keanu Reeves back on board, I don't think it's going to be good. I mean, the
Matrix 2 and 3 were so good.
No, they were terrible.
No, they were horrible. Why would you make a 4? Well, I don't understand. It's a lot of the issues with the movies coming out this year. It's like the one before it sucked. Why are we still making another? Like, you know what we should do?
Let's redo it. To see them, I guess.
Some of them don't. Some of them made so money. I have one on this list right now that I want to talk about that, like, I'll get to you, that made crap, and they still made a second one. Not sure why. What's up?
I mean,
how about you, Ben? What's on your list?
Well, first off, I'm just going to say I am hopeful that it is going to do well. But if you want to know why they're making it, like, I mean, you've already alluded to this. The Matrix Reloaded made $741 million, and Revolution made $427 million. So that's why. But I'm actually hopeful that enough time has passed, that a story has developed enough that it's going to be a good movie. I could be wrong. I actually heard somebody talking about it on the Slash Film Cast podcast. And they were saying that they hope it's like Rogue One, where it like makes the other movies better. We'll see. You know, I doubt they can pull that off because those are hated movies. But I didn't even know this movie was coming out. And it's the Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Because Mortal Kombat 2 was so good.
Have you seen those movies, Ben?
No joke. My dad took me to see that. I couldn't have been more than like 8. That's like one of the movies that I remember seeing.
I mean, the movies were cleaner than the actual game.
It's true.
I'll put it. You know.
And the first movie was pretty great, as far as like a game rendition of a, you know, movie rendition of a game. It wasn't bad. It was like 97 action.
Was 9.
Yeah, 90s action karate movie. But the second one was horrendous.
Yeah. Yeah, but they have these orbs where they go through the earth. Anyway. yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why. But it's coming to HBO Max. So, all right, Frankie, give us another one.
HBO Max is just really enticing me. I'm not going to lie. I want to get it because of all these great movies that seem to be coming out. And Wonder Woman was so awesome. Ford versus Ferrari? No.
Yeah, dude, it's fantastic.
I understand it is. It's one movie. Didn't it already come out?
Yeah, it already came out. That's what he's... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I am going to go ahead and... there's so many bad movies coming out, but I want to pick one that doesn't seem as obvious people might be excited about, and I'm going to say it's not, and I'm going to go with... Black Widow. So Black Widow is supposed to come out in May. I love Scarlett Johansson. I like the Black Widow character. I think this movie should have been made, like, it should have been the fourth or fifth movie in the MCU. It has been too long since we've seen Black Widow. It's been too long since anyone's really wanted to see a movie with just her. They killed her off in the last movie. So
that's the thing. Like, what are the stakes of this movie?
It's clearly in the past. Or even if it's not, if it's in a few, like, it's just super, it's too late. And I think MCU was afraid to do a woman movie for a long time. a woman-led movie, and so they pushed it off and pushed it off, and then with the success of Wonder Woman and Captain Marvel, they, you know, they wanted to go ahead and move forward with the Black Widow movie, but it's just a little too late, and I think it's really going to bomb. I think it's going to be one of the worst MCU debuts.
I'm gonna go next, and Godzilla versus Kong.
Oh yeah. Oof. Yeah. Remember when you guys were excited about the Godzilla movie?
Here's the thing. I still the second one,
yeah.
The sequel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everyone was like, yeah. No, it looks real good. No, guys, it looks so good. Looks so good.
The trailer was good. It had a good trailer. I didn't end up.
It's got the Stranger Things girls, and she's a great actress. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, well, it still has her,
and she is a great actress. Movie was garbage.
I never saw Kong. I never saw the second Godzilla movie. Why build a franchise around that? Like, that is, I don't know. Just seems weird. Tim.
Yeah, so, oh man, I was looking through everything because I feel like there's some good stuff, but maybe because it's all been distilled from 2020 into 2021.
Right, right.
But still, there's some stuff that I would be a little worried about. Something that, and maybe this is going to be an unpopular opinion, I don't think they should have made another Top Gun movie. And so my next pick would be Top Gun Maverick. It's a movie that's going to be so hyped. There's going to be so many people freaking out to see it.
It's true.
Maybe not in theaters. but why? Like, what's the actual point of making a sequel to Top Gun? It's not like it was a big franchise. You know what I mean? Like, it was a big movie by itself. It stood on its own. I get that we haven't had very many fighter jet movies lately, probably in a few, the last few years that were like really good. remember there was that one where maybe was it Jamie Foxx is a fighter pilot, and then the airplane gets sentient and it wants to take everybody out.
You said good ones.
Anyways, so that's my next pick, Top Gun Maverick. We all know they're gonna try to recreate the things that people call back to as iconic from Absolutely. The first Top Gun movie, and it was of its time.
Tuna, I'll get to you next, but I'm going to jump in with another one because it segues too well. But did you guys know that there's a new Mighty Ducks series coming to Disney Plus?
I did not.
I did know that.
A series, though.
Because it's going to star Emilio Estevez and Lorelai from Gilmore Girls.
Nice.
But, like, all right, here's the problem with it. Who is this for? Like, Tim, yes. Your kids don't care about Mighty Ducks.
It's true. But they will, Ben.
Because we're going to show it to them when they all get the quackers for Christmas.
Are you going to watch it with them? Like, what?
Ben, nobody is making hockey television series for children. It's just not happening. There's a huge market, Ben.
Yeah, huge market. People like me who love the Mighty Ducks movies, but like,
who doesn't?
My kids aren't going to watch that. Like, my kids have no interest in them. They have no, like, it just Quack. Seems weird. Why bring that IP
Quack.
Back?
Quack. Okay. Quack.
Right.
Quack. 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 Quack.
Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Quack. Well, that's the thing, right? You could look at Cobra Kai, like, are they trying to go that route and make it like,
well, it worked for Cobra Kai, yeah.
Emilio Estevez is the bad guy now.
Yeah, right. So, but like, that is Cobra Kai is geared towards adults. This is still geared towards, I don't know. Anyway, Tuna, give us
one of them has already been said. I also thought Black Widow isn't going to do very well for the same reasons Frankie already brought up. But I'm also, I want it to do well, but I have my doubts that Uncharted with Tom Holland is
it's gonna be so good. Don't say that.
I don't think so. I don't personally like Tom Holland as pick the pickup what? The casting pick of Tom Holland, personally. I like Tom Holland as an actor.
You are so incredible.
I don't think he's the right match to play Nathan Drake. I don't know. Maybe I'll change. I hope it changes my mind.
No, you're not allowed to watch it now.
I don't think it's going
you're
to
done.
Be.
You're forbidden from watching it. I'm going to get a
Will you at least say that it has the best chance of being a good video game film adaptation?
Yeah, Uncharted is pretty much a movie that you play. Like
which it's meant to be a movie. There's no reason to translate it to a different medium.
I don't want
to
play.
But they could have just basically released Uncharted.
Yeah.
Like from the game, like,
and it's going to be a young Nathan Drake. It's not going to be any of like about any of the exploits that happened during the games.
It's going to be a young Nathan Drake, and I just don't think that that is the right way.
Speaking
to
of
go.
Saying things that are going to upset people,
I just don't think it needs to be made. I'm not saying there's a better way to do it. I just don't think it's needed.
I think I have one that is on that kind of note too. That is
going to we'll end on this one. We'll end on this one.
A Quiet Place Part 2. There is, listen, hear me out. A Quiet Place, such a perfect movie. So perfect.
That's fair.
There is no reason to have a sequel. It was so good. I love John Krasinski. And I love Emily Blunt. And I thought it was written well and directed amazingly. It ended perfectly. There's no reason to have this. I don't think it's going to be as good.
Well, I will argue that it's going to be as good. Therefore,
bad.
The premise of what, like, when John Krasinski first started, like, pitching this idea, he said, you know, you see in that one scene all of the red lights from all the other communities, like, around them. And so there's, like, this bigger world out there that you can explore. And that totally makes sense. I'm going to go ahead and say that you're wrong that it's not going to be good. Will it live up to the first one?
Bigger communities.
I have one more to quickly throw out there because
if you
guys
just
are
pull the camera back and examine life.
Given the fact you all are basketball fans, I have to ask this one last one.
Oh, Space Jam 2 is going to be amazing. Space Jam 2 is going to be amazing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's LeBron James. It's the king. He's better than Michael Jordan. Therefore, it'll be a better movie.
Evidently, it's not a complete rehash of the first Space Jam. No, it might have way less to do with basketball.
It's supposed to be a new movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right. Well, where can people connect with us, Tuna, and let us know what their least anticipated movie or TV show is of the year?
Come leave a comment at facebook.com/.
Like the Grubers. Like the Grubers.
Yeah. Have. Like my parents.
Catch us live every Monday night at 8 p.m. ish. And tweet us at 3CriticsPod on Twitter. Maybe Instagram at Incredible Critics, and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Let us know what you think.
A shout out. Hey, my dad's watching too. My dad's watching too, guys. At least we got the parents market down. Now if we can expand beyond
other
the
people.
Eight people. Yeah. Until next week, we're the Incredible Critics.
So what will make Space Jam 2 is I hear they're actually letting R. Kelly record another song while in jail for Space Jam 2.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Stop. Just stop there.